The Gray Man, Part 1, The Visit. I visited my father one Saturday at the nursing home where we had put him against his will because he had become too much work for us. He, who had worked hard all of his life, worked hard to make other people rich, richer than he could ever hope to be. He was a gray man now, like a character in an Ingmar Bergman movie. So I looked for the translation of what this all meant, but it got lost in the white sheets. And I tried to figure it all out by myself, but I too got lost in the white sheets that covered his sleeping body. I decided not to wake him, this gray man who had once been a stark man, who had once been a man filled with action and life. And I sat in a chair by his side, sat and looked down at my gray man, my gray child, I who had become the father, and he who had become the child, our role reversals making the movie even more complex, more difficult to translate. And I looked again at the white sheets and saw only white sheets that smelled of shit and piss. There were no English words, words that I could understand, words that could explain all of this, words that could explain him, words that could explain me, words that could explain all of the things that have happened between us, words that could explain why we behave the way we did. Even Bergman was never fully understandable. Even his words got lost in white shirts and a white background. But at least he had words. At least there was an attempt at translation. Here, there was nothing. Only my gray man, my gray child, lying there, sleeping on his back, waiting for my arrival. Part 2, an earlier incident. One day I approached the nurse at the desk. I'd like to take my dad out for an ice cream cone. The nurse responded, I'm sorry, but no, I'm worried about him. He could fall out of the car or get hurt in some way. For a few seconds, I could not speak. I wanted to say, like Clint Eastwood and Dirty Harry, go ahead, make my day. Tell me I can't take my father out for an ice cream. I wanted to say, like Jack Nicholson in Five Easy Pieces, why don't you just take this sign-out sheet and stuff it between your legs and... I wanted to say, like Clark Gable in Gone with the Wind, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. I'm taking him out for an ice cream cone. But what I really wanted to say was, what's the worst that could happen to him? He could die? Look at him. He's dying now. It doesn't fucking matter. He just wants an ice cream cone with his son. Instead, I said nothing. I acted the way my gray man taught me to act. Respect authority and do what I'm told. So I did what I was told. Part 3, The Gray Man's Arrival. There is something I want to tell you. No, I need to tell you about his arrival here. He did not want to come. He screamed when he arrived. He screamed when they put him in his room. He screamed and begged us to please not do this to him. But we, his children, did it anyway. Did it and turned our backs on him, both literally and figuratively. We turned our backs on this gray man. We left him there. And now I beg him, in my mind only, to forgive me. But that is not what I wanted to tell you about his arrival. What I wanted to tell you, what I really wanted to tell you, is that I was busy. So I was not there. No, not I. Part 4, another earlier incident of little importance. I waited so long for this moment. I wanted to tell him that I loved him, So I waited and waited, and finally I said it. I love you, Dad. And he said nothing. Part 5, the grand finale. For my own selfish reasons, I did not wake him on my visit. I waited until he woke up on his own. I sat there for almost an hour, reliving our lives together while studying the sheets. And when he finally woke up, he smiled at me. My gray man smiled at me.